All right. As far as the injuries go, Mike Catapano has a ankle sprain, and Jamal has a knee contusion. I would tell you that Mike's is probably a little more tender today than what Jamal's is, but we'll just take it day by day with both of them. Again, I'd like to thank the fans for the support that they gave yesterday. It's a tough place for an opponent to come in and play in. And right at the end of the game, we needed the fan support, and they brought it and caused a big offsides there. I thought there were some good things. There were some things we need to work on, obviously, but the defense needed to step up, we were able to do that. DJ ended up with 12 tackles and Brandon Flowers, I mean, you're talking about a corner position, ended up with 6 tackles, a huge third down tackle that he had on the sideline. Houston had another sack at a very important time, and Jackson was also part of that. I thought Alex did some good things on the offensive side. Utilized about all the receivers that he had out there. He got a catch. He utilized them. Jamal's toughness. I having gotten dinged up a little bit there on his knee, he was able to come back in, get treatment on it, come back in, and function well. Dwayne Bowe's toughness, just getting to the game, I thought was important. And then you see how people respect him. The touchdown to Dexter they ended up dropping down and doubling Bowe, and then Dex was able to come free on that seam route. And then Dexter got hit on the funny bone during the game, and he was able to come back in and play there after his. I just turn off the phone. Okay. All right. Anyways, he was able to come back in and function well. So, listen. And then special teams. I thought we did some good things on special teams. I'm sad to hear that their returner knee was hurt. He's a heck of a player. But I thought our guys, that for the most part, we were able to do a pretty good job there. So. With that, time's yours.
Andy, Derek Johnson has been a pretty good player around here for a while, and you obviously knew about him coming here, but is that the kind of guy maybe you get a better appreciation of, seeing him down by down and being around him?
Yeah, you know what I like is his enthusiasm every day. He comes out, and he's been doing this a long time, and those guys that are kind of in his shoes there, that have survived a very tough position for a number of years, that still can come out and bring energy every day. Gotta marvel at those guys, man. They're special, and he falls into that category.
Coach, I was talking to EB in the locker room yesterday, and he was impressed. Obviously, not one sack, but finding ways to impact the game defensively without having a ton of sacks. What does that say?
Yeah, well, listen, we didn't have the ball. We didn't have our defense on the field much that first half. They were able to get some points, and that can be defeating in some cases. And then they came out and they had the long drive on us at the beginning of the second half, and that can be defeating to a lot of teams. But these guys kind of rallied each other, and. And he's a big part of that now. I mean, you're talking about one of the primary leaders on that defensive unit, and make sure everybody was involved, and everything's going to be okay as long as we keep fighting. Everything's going to be okay, but let's keep fighting. And he was able to kind of rally that up, and guys made plays in different areas, whether it's a deflected ball, whether it's a big tackle, whatever it might be. tightening up the coverage a little bit, allowing pressure on the quarterback, even though we didn't get sacks. Maybe he's throwing off his back foot at times, and that's a good, he's a good quarterback too, a veteran quarterback. So, but just making him throw from different levels. Those are the little things that might get overlooked.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about whether you went through any conversation or maybe internally or with guys on the headset about going for the 52-yard field goal as opposed to?
Yeah, before the half.
Yeah.
Or the first half. Yeah. He had been bombing them from the 35, so we felt we were good either 35. That's one of those where sort of you're sitting right there with that field position question. So you want to make sure that you've obviously studied it. The wind seemed okay at that particular time. It was kind of blowing towards our bench as opposed to either direction. So kicker was confident. Dave was confident with it. And so we went with it. And I felt like he could make that. But you do. You give up, you lose it. You give up field position. And then they came back and made plays. Well, you got to know where you're okay from. You got to have confidence, trust in your players. I mean, you got a kicker that's really been on fire here, so you give him an opportunity as long as you feel good with it, you know. And so I've got a lot of trust in him, which is obvious. I came back at the end of the game and used him, and then that's another situation that you can question. There's another team in the league that, you know, had a similar situation, so that it didn't work out so well. But
that's just a situation I was going to ask you about, the last one, because if he misses it, they need 3 points, and they're, if they go over.
Yeah, you need points there, though. You need to come out with points. You obviously want to score a touchdown. I mean, that was the primary objective there. So, you have another decision to make right there. Do you kick the field goal, or do you go for it?
And if you don't make it, they got a long way to go.
They got a long, and then you put, again, trust back into your kicker that he's got that big gun there. And then your coverage unit that they're going to do a good job. So.
Andy, we're at the halfway mark of this season. Can I indulge you a little bit just to kind of look at evaluate a few facets of the team?
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like me at a buffet. If there's liver, I'm probably not going to indulge. But that's all right. I'll tell you if we're good or not good.
Just category by category. Talk about the halfway mark. You're rushing offense. What is it?
Rushing offense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm big on mix. So I'm pleased where we're at. Can we get better? Absolutely. And we'll continue to work on that. You're going into things that I'll probably look at a little more during the bye week, but I mean, right now I would tell you that we're doing okay there too.
Coach, I know you remember at least 7-0 was your best start in Philadelphia. Do you remember back that the record can maybe keep you away from focusing on some things that need to be improved? Is that something that I'm sure you probably thought back to? Was there anything you could have done differently? Because 8-0, that's the goal, is to win. But are there some times that those wins can maybe allow you to say, well, those problems we have.
You can't do that. I mean, you can go there, that's not how we roll. So, and it starts, if I'm calling the plays, it starts with me analyzing the job that I'm doing and being very critical of that and what we can do to get better. And then if you're on the offensive side, it goes with each player and coach, what could they have done better? And you do the same thing. Bob does the same thing on the defensive side as a play caller, and then he goes through and we talk about that and discuss it. When I tell you that it's a great thing to win in the National Football League, you treasure each one of them, right? I mean, there's no style points or any of that. But I'm also telling you that there's room to improve, and I take that to heart. Those aren't empty words that I'm throwing at you. So we've got a ton of room to improve in all three phases. That's exciting, but you got to make sure you go out to practice with that in mind. So you get better at what you're doing, and then you get better at what you're not doing well. You make sure that you keep improving yourself as a coach and as a player, and then you go play. Right.
Well, without me asking you for three more areas, could you, what are these areas? Where does this team need to improve? Where does this 8-0 team need to improve?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, they're you give me every phase. There's going to be a phase that we need to get better at within that phase, whether it's as a group collectively or if it's as an individual. You know, that's how this thing goes. I've said this before. It's like being a farmer. Your work is never, never, never done. So it might be an individual player stepping with the right foot, the proper foot, going in whatever direction and not understepping himself, whether you're an offensive lineman or defensive. I mean, it's that, you know, it's that detailed and yet very broad. So it's you know, that's a loaded question. Good question, but those are all the things that we're working on. I can't, you know, you can't stand up here publicly. That's for the other coach to try to discover and us to work on. It's like an artist. Only the artist knows where all the mistakes are. You don't when you look at it from a non-artistic eye. So,
give me an artistic review of the first half.
Let me grab the other. We need to continue to get better. I mean, that's all I can tell you, Randy. I mean, I'm not looking at this as the halfway point and all of a sudden we're, that's not how I go about it.
Couple more.
Yeah, listen, I thought Niles actually did a good job with his time there, which was a positive, being a young guy. You know, every week he's gaining more confidence within the offense and he's knowing it better and more comfortable. So I think that's a plus for our team. Again, we tried to spread the ball out and spread the ball around a little bit. That's what we did the second half.
I know you're not critiquing the art, not wanting to show him, but it did seem like he gave the full offensive package. I mean, it didn't seem like anything got scaled back as he had to go out there.
Well, we tried not to. Now, their defense, they changed a little bit. Well, you saw some of the things we were doing. I know you look at all this, but when we were flexing Jamal out, they changed kind of what they did. And then we were able to do a couple things there, but different than what we were able to do the first half. That's a good question. I haven't even gotten with John on any of that, so he deals with all that. I'm doing all the football stuff, but right now I don't see any, but I haven't had a chance to meet with him either. So,
assuming nothing happens there, I mean, you like your roster? I mean, is this team the way it is right now good enough to win enough games to get you guys to the playoffs and then some?
Yeah, we've got good players. Do we need to keep getting better? Absolutely. You know, as a group, we need to keep getting better. But we've got some good football players on this team.
Is there any situation where you would defer on winning the toss?
Yeah, there I have in the past. Yeah, but I can't tell you that. I don't like taking the football. I mean, if they're going to give it to us, we'll take it. I mean, I'm all right with that.
And in talking to Dempsey after the game, he says, well, coach, talk about being aggressive, and I'm going to be aggressive. Is he getting too aggressive on those kick returns when they're 7-8 yards deep?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, that kind of – not necessarily. You don't want to take. There's a certain edge. There's a certain place where you've got to down it. Other times, we're pretty confident in what we're doing, and we're confident in him. So there's a time and a place, so that you got to down it.
Andy, how much of that is on him, and how much of that is on Cyrus Gray making that decision for helping him with that decision?
Well, they communicate, but he knows where he's at on that. He's a seasoned veteran there. He knows where he's on the field.
Last night, it was 109 yard return.
Yeah. And you see more teams. I'll tell you what you see, and you can go do the stats on this, but you're seeing more teams taking the ball out over the last couple of years here, deep in the end zone. I know there was something mentioned on that this past preseason, but it's been that way for a couple of years now.
So it's more of a game situation. Dave says to him, "We'll go out."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Time. Yeah, yeah. You kind of give him the. You're right. Now that doesn't. Sometimes they're right on the edge, but that's all right.
So,
that's
fine. I think, you know, what's the best thing you like about this
team? Listen, I appreciate their camaraderie and togetherness, how they go about their business day in and day out, man. I'm telling you, since the off-season program, they've come to work, and I appreciate that. And I know at this time of the year they're sore and banged up. I got it, but they bring energy when they come in the building. I'm sure you guys feel it when you're out of practice. You feel it when you talk to them. So, I tell you that and that's not the way it is everywhere. I mean, that's just not how. That's just not the way it is.
Last one in the back.
Andy, whenever you're thinking about potentially making a move, how much do you need to factor the current team chemistry you've had?
Well, you look at everything. I mean, that's something he goes through and evaluates, and I'm not. That's what he does. So I defer all that to him. I mean, that's his expertise on that. So, but that's one of the categories he looks at.
Thank you.